After months of debate, a state Senate panel is expected today to vote on a plan to expand Medicaid in Michigan, along with two alternative proposals that would not expand it under the new federal health care law. Jack, what do you think is going to happen with this vote?
Well, I think the committee is going to approve something. Randy Richardville, the majority leader, probably wouldn't have allowed it to come to a vote unless he thought he had the votes. But there's going to be attempts to amend it. There's not going to be a vote of the full Senate, apparently, until late August. And the real question which people need to be asking is whether the Obama administration will give Michigan waivers for changing the rules for the Medicaid expansion in whatever way the Michigan legislature is likely to do it. So it's a move, as Mike Shirkey, a Republican senator who was the architect, ironically, of Right to Work, said, they felt the cost of doing something outweighed the cost of doing nothing, but it's still a long way from being done.
And what are the changes that lawmakers have done regarding Medicaid since the summer recess has begun?
Well, as far as I can see, they're largely cosmetic. The big change that the House version made was they're going to have, after a certain period of time, 48 months, Medicaid recipients were going to have to pay some kind of a copay. It's not clear how that was going to be enforced or regulated, or even if it was, but there are still some senators who see this as an expansion of Obamacare. Some would think that any expansion of government at all is evil and bad. Patrick Colbeck of Canton is going to propose an entirely privatized service, although it's not at all clear how that would work. So it's really a matter of practicality versus ideology, and we don't know yet who's going to win.
And after months of controversy over a wolf hunt in Michigan, this Saturday was supposed to mark the first day of wolf hunting licenses that could go on sale, but that date has been pushed back to late September. And earlier this month, a group called Keep Michigan Wolves Protected launched their second campaign drive to challenge the wolf hunt on the November ballot. So do you think that this delay in licenses will light more fire in the debate on wolf hunting in the state?
Well, I think absolutely. I think people are very polarized on this issue. The licenses are being delayed because so many people want them. And the state apparently wants to set up some sort of online procedure to make sure that the distribution is fair and people get a chance to apply. There's going to be something like way more than 1,000 applicants they expect. They're going to allow a kill of a maximum of 43 wolves. So there are people who are very eager to hunt wolves. There are people in the western Upper Peninsula who think the wolves are a danger to their livestock and their dogs. And there are a whole lot of conservationists who think this is outrageous. So this controversy isn't going away anytime soon.
And finally, the Detroit mayoral election is less than a week away. What are your election predictions, Jack? And what work will the new mayor have cut out for him or her, considering Detroit's current condition?
Well, we're a long way from a new mayor, and my short-term prediction is the likelihood of a mess because of this write-in where we have Mike Duggan, the longtime candidate, and somebody who pronounces his name Mike Duggan, who is a barber who never voted, who's going to also launching a write-in campaign under somewhat suspicious circumstances. The problem is what this means is that anybody who spells either their name wrong, either the vote won't be counted or it'll be subject to a litigation, and you've got the potential for a huge Florida recount-style mess, with the clock ticking in very few weeks before they have to print absentee ballots for the final election. So everybody agrees pretty much that Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon will make the runoff. The question is, who else will? And then after that, of course, what being a mayor of Detroit will really mean.
All right, as always, Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.